All right, welcome back to the Josh Lafazan Show. I am your host, Josh Lafazan. This is a daily show where we cover all the biggest stories in news and politics, and we have a packed episode today where we'll be discussing how Trump's disastrous economic playbook is already hurting working families and why Kamala Harris warned us of exactly what was going to happen, the debate over age limits for politicians as an 88-year-old politician in Congress decides she's going to run for re-election, the shady power games involving Eric Adams maybe becoming the ambassador to Saudi Arabia to clear the field for Andrew Cuomo, Trump's rolling back protections for airline passengers, and finally, a senator caught red-handed trading stocks on the Senate floor. Each of these stories tells us something bigger about the moment we're in, a moment defined by corruption, cronyism, and leaders who keep putting themselves and their wealthy donors ahead of the American people. So we're going to break it all down and more. Make sure to like and subscribe for new episodes every day right here on YouTube. And today's show starts right now. All right, welcome in. Our first top story is that President Trump's economic policies are wreaking havoc on the United States economy, and Kamala Harris was exactly right when she warned us what was going to happen. So if you remember, on the campaign trail last fall, Vice President Kamala Harris issued a stark warning. She said that Donald Trump's economic plans would be an absolute disaster. And she pointed to a letter signed by 16 Nobel Prize winning economists who said that Trump's proposals would fuel inflation and could trigger a recession by the middle of next year. Republicans on Fox News and in Congress laughed her off. They said President Trump is an economic genius. He's a billionaire. This is a guy who understands the economy. Again, Trump dismissed it as partisan noise, but the evidence is piling up that Kamala Harris was right. You see, since Trump declared his so-called Liberation Day for his tariff plan, the U.S. has lost 42,000 manufacturing jobs. That's not job growth. That's job collapse. Meanwhile, inflation is still up after President Trump promised, after he said Joe Biden and Democrats were responsible for high inflation, he was going to get prices under control. Inflation is up. It's squeezing families who are already struggling to keep up with higher grocery bills, skyrocketing rent, and expensive healthcare bills. And let's not forget, Trump's economic policies tilt the playing field toward the wealthy and toward the well-connected. You see, his tariffs have raised costs for American consumers. His tariffs now, in addition to raising costs for American consumers, are reducing the amount of volume American businesses are doing abroad because of retaliatory tariffs. His corporate tax cuts have enriched billionaires while leaving the middle class behind. And his big, beautiful budget bill has slashed critical programs like healthcare and housing and food assistance. And Kamala Harris called this all out. She said this was trickle-down economics. It would increase the national debt. It would run up the deficit. Inflation would be up and we'd be headed towards a recession. Again, she had 16 Nobel economists who agreed with her. And now we're all watching the consequences unfold in real time. Trump promised economic prosperity. What he's delivering looks a lot more like slow motion economic crisis. And no matter how conservatives want to spin it here, the economy is not doing well. Again, 42,000 manufacturing jobs lost since Liberation Day. There are now more Americans unemployed than there are jobs open. Black unemployment has reached a high. We have, since April 2021, again, more people are looking for work than jobs that are open. This is a disaster here. And the worst part is the Medicaid cuts and the food stamp cuts and the food assistance and all the different social programs. Those cuts haven't even kicked in yet. Imagine how bad things are going to be in 2027. So it's all the more reason why Democrats not only have to take back the Congress, but Kamala Harris, who is, in my opinion, unfairly maligned, should be given, not only given her respect, but she should be given kudos that she was right, that she said exactly what was going to happen. And if only we listened to Kamala Harris right now, things would be in a lot better place than Trump's economy, which gives tax cuts to the rich and leaves everyone else in the dust. I guess trickle-down economics, it didn't work for Bush, it didn't work for Reagan. Trump wants to try it a third time. Our next top story is, again, America's age problem in politics. And this is our second story. It's about age, and it's not even about Trump, who's about to become the oldest president ever. It's the fact that the oldest member of Congress, who's 88 years old, just announced that she's running for re-election. She said her message is, I'm not going to step aside. Now, let's be clear. Age itself isn't the problem. There are plenty of older leaders who remain sharp and inexperienced and valuable voices. I thought Joe Biden was one of them. But when our Congress is increasingly filled with members in their late 70s and 80s, we have to ask, does this reflect the country they're supposed to represent? Think about it. The average American is 38 years old. Yet many of the people making decisions for the population are twice that age or more. In no other profession would we expect 88-year-olds to run one of the most important institutions in the world. Airline pilots have mandatory retirement ages. So do many federal judges. Why should Congress be any different? And you see, this isn't about disrespecting elders. It's about ensuring that new generations with fresh energy and firsthand experience of today's challenges have a real seat at the table, about a representative democracy where the population is represented. Stagnant leadership leads to stagnant policy, and America can't afford a government that moves at half speed while the world moves faster than ever. America has the oldest politicians in the world. On average, our politicians are 10 years older than the voters that elect them. We have more politicians in our system in the 70s and 80s than any other developed nation on earth. And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Our gerontocracy is not working. So for an 88-year-old to put herself before our district and run for re-election, I think is the most glaring endorsement I can find of the need for not only term limits, but age limits for politicians. Our next top story revolves around the New York City mayor's race, and it talks about President Trump's potential deal with Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo. And this story is insane. It sounds like it was ripped off of a House of Cards type political thriller here. So rumors are swirling that President Trump might appoint New York City Mayor Eric Adams as ambassador to Saudi Arabia. And no, this is not Saturday Night Live. This is not a skit. Why would he do that? To clear the way for a political comeback by Andrew Cuomo. So think about what that would mean. Eric Adams, who's under fire in New York for his handling of the city, he gets shipped overseas to Saudi Arabia. And Andrew Cuomo, who resigned in disgrace from the governorship a few years ago and just lost, and that wasn't even close to Zohran Mamdani, now has a path to return to New York City politics and be the next mayor. But this isn't public service. This is political deal making in the back smoke-filled rooms. It's reshuffling pieces on the chessboard to serve the interests of Trump and his allies. Trump has always treated politics like a reality show, full of plot twists and power plays. But these aren't episodes of The Apprentice. This is America's largest city and real lives of New Yorkers. And New Yorkers deserve leaders focused on fixing their schools, lowering their cost of living, and keeping communities safe. Not those who make background deals with the president and designed to prop up fallen politicians here. Andrew Cuomo had an opportunity to come back. New Yorkers rejected it. But if President Trump is able to clear the field by giving Eric Adams a job, and of course, Republican Curtis Sliwa a job, Andrew Cuomo in a one-on-one race this November has a chance to win. And so if this rumor is true, it's another reminder that Trump will always put gamesmanship and self-interest above governing, because why does Eric Adams deserve to be the ambassador to Saudi Arabia? This is not somebody who's skilled in diplomacy. This is not somebody who served in the State Department. This is somebody who was under federal indictment and is no longer under federal indictment because of a deal with the Trump administration. This is why people hate politics and why they hate politicians, because they always put themselves first and the public second. We'll be monitoring this every step of the way. Our next top story is that President Trump has now canceled airline passenger protection. So remember this, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, they put a rule forward that required airlines to compensate passengers automatically when flights are canceled or delayed due to reasons within the airline's control, things like mechanical issues or staffing shortages. That rule meant families stranded in airports at least got hotel rooms, meals, or refunds, and did it automatically. It didn't have to apply for it. Well, President Trump just canceled that rule. That means if your flight gets canceled, you're out of luck. No voucher, no reimbursement, nothing. And this is a gift to the airline industry, the same industry that took billions in taxpayer bailouts while laying off workers and leaving passengers stranded. But Trump's message is clear. He'll always side with corporations every time, even if it means screwing over ordinary travelers. Families traveling for the holidays, workers trying to make business trips, people traveling for emergencies will now have zero protections. And once again, President Trump's actions strip away accountability from big corporations while everyday Americans get left holding the bag. Once more, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg and his administration, they worked through the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, to go ahead and deliver real relief for Americans. President Trump goes ahead, sides with the corporations, and is trying to get rid of the CFPB. So in a reminder, when people say, well, Republicans and Democrats, they're both bad. Democrats are not perfect, but Republicans under President Trump are actively working to make your life worse. And this is Exhibit A, Exhibit B, and Exhibit C. Finally, our last top story is a crazy one. A state senator was caught trading stocks on the Senate floor. In North Carolina, Republican State Senator Warren Daniel was literally caught trading stocks while sitting on the Senate floor, not after a session, not in between votes, right there during official business. He was on his phone buying and selling stocks. This is corruption in plain sight. Elected officials have access to inside information that regular investors don't. They pass laws that directly move markets. And yet, too many of them use that power to enrich themselves instead of serving the people who elected them. And this is why we need to ban stock trading for all elected officials. If you want to serve in public office, you should not be allowed to use that office to pad your portfolio. And if you don't like it, don't run for office. And Senator Daniel's actions aren't just bad optics. They're, again, a betrayal of trust. And they prove once again why reforms are desperately needed to restore integrity to government. When our elected officials do the wrong thing and enrich themselves, people lose trust in government. We need to ban stock trading for politicians at all levels of government. So that's our show. Let's recap here in terms of our top stories. Kamala Harris was right. Trump's economic plan is fueling job loss, inflation, and a possible recession. The oldest member of Congress is running for re-election at 88, highlighting America's growing problem with age and leadership. Trump may be playing political power games with Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo. He's treating our political system like a chessboard instead of public service. Airline passengers will lose protections as Trump sides with big corporations over travelers. And a Republican senator was literally caught trading stocks on the job, showing why we must ban stock trading for politicians once and for all. You see, each of these stories reveals the same pattern. It's power and privilege for the few at the expense of the many. And if we don't hold our leaders accountable on economics, on age limits, on corruption, on corporate giveaways, then nothing changes. Because the fight for fairness, for accountability, and for democracy is happening right now. And together, we need to stay informed, stay paying attention, and stay outraged. That's our show. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe for new episodes every day right here on YouTube. I'm Josh Lafazan. This is the Josh Lafazan Show. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you back tomorrow.